It's In the Booth with Big B, the podcast. And now, here's Big B.
Yo, In the Booth with Big B, the podcast, jumping off. The very first one. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited because we talked off air. I'm really excited about it because this particular guest I get to introduce, and I don't get a chance to introduce him, but I asked him to be the very first person on the podcast because he inspired me to get into radio. Def Comedy Jams only, BET Comic View, Bad Boys of Comedy, The Monique Show, The Monique Comedy Tour, Wilmington's own, Port City Sun. That's where I get it from. Tone X. What's up, man?
What's going on, Cuzzo?
Cuzzo, big talk, man. I'm glad to have you on here, man. I'm excited, and I'm also proud of all the things you got going on, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm feeling blacktastic. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm blacktastic. Too.
Feeling blacktastic over here, man. Hey, and salute to you for all of your accomplishments, man. You're doing your thing down there.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I want to go back, Tone, to Hoggart High School bus parking lot. Can we go back just a little bit?
Yeah.
Let folks know where you're from, because I know a lot of people on the cast will know who Tone X, the comedian, is. But let folks know where you're from, man.
Port City all day. Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah.
South Side. The Loop.
Ooh-oh.
Beasley Road, boy. Masonboro Sound, cat.
Ooh-oh.
You know, Westchester alumni.
Big talk, man.
That's what it is.
I remember as a kid, as a high school student, you returning home from the military. And correct me if I'm wrong, you returning home from the military and then jumping into the radio scene and entertainment, period. You've always been in there. But it definitely influenced me to see how you moved. And I remember, and you can tell me about it, tell everybody about it. You were actually getting on the road on Sunday evening, sometimes early Monday morning, driving from Wilmington to Charlotte at that time, which was a 4-hour drive every week, and doing the morning show, which is huge. And I was like, this guy has a great drive. What was the oomph that made you get up and go and say, you know what? I got to go get it.
You heard CeeLo Green when he said, you got to get up, get out and get something.
Right.
So my CeeLo Green was my mom.
Because
that was the resounding hook that was in my head every day. You got to get up, get out, and get something. You saw what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get up, get out, and get something. And the bottom line, man, for a lot of black men, the bottom line is always make your mother proud.
Ooh.
Make your mother proud. Ooh. Do something where when your mama talking to her girlfriends, give her something good to talk about. I mean, no matter what you do, your mother gonna hold you down. But give her something good to talk about.
Yes. And you know, we had those conversations offline, man, about our mamas, man. And so that's always good. It's always good to do that. And I've never asked you this question, us being related and us, you know, you being in the profession. What made you choose comedy?
Because they told me all my life I was funny. I mean, that started in school. See, when you chubby, right?
You know, I know.
You got to find a deflection. You got to find a deflection. So I'm going to do something to keep you off the weight. You're not even going to get a chance. I'm not going to give you a chance because that's the obvious. So I'm going to do something else. So my something else was funny. Mm-hmm. Crack on people. Beatbox. Do noises, whatever, entertain.
Right.
And so I used to drive the activity bus for after school.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it really went down because I was driving everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Gervais, you know what I mean? The Meadowlands, I was everywhere.
Right.
Hillcrest. I was dropping all the football players off, you know?
Right.
Castle Street, wherever.
Right.
Hey, you know how that went on the bus, man. And so when I was in the military, I was in Germany doing some stuff in the NCO clubs.
Okay.
MCing, hosting, performing. I won a talent show over there.
Okay.
And Cass was like, man, you should be, you know, you should do comedy. When I got back here, I went to the Comedy Zone in Charlotte for open mic. And I got a standing ovation. And I was like, this is it. This is something right here. This will give my mama something to talk about.
If I may, and I'm spilling beans right now, I remember Tone, we all sat around the crib at your mom's house waiting for Def Comedy Jam to come on because you were on. I've never seen that many people at your mama's house ever. We all on the floor waiting for it to come on and everything stopped. Nothing even mattered. Just your segment mattered at that moment. Was that a defining moment for you?
Oh, that was a big deal. That was 1995. I was the second cat in North Carolina to take that. So that was a big deal, man, to even perform. Shout out to Walter Latham. And when I did Def Comedy Jam, I was like, whoa, I'm on TV doing it. I'm getting a check doing it. And it's Def Comedy Jam.
Right.
Early on, too. Because I remember the cat that bought me out, he didn't say Tone X. He said, give it up for Tony X. And I was like, wow.
Wow.
But I rock with it. I rock with it, though.
Right.
You know? So that was a big deal, man. That was like what started me really focusing on doing it and being professional with it.
Right.
And making money with it.
Right.
You know? Because we were just young, get $50 to drive 4 hours to do a show. And we was like, yo, we got $50. We got gas money. Because it was all about getting on that stage.
Mm.
That was the bottom line. No matter what you had to do, get up there.
Mm.
So that's what started it, though. Def Jam definitely started.
Man, from Def Jam, Comedy Feud, Bad Boys of Comedy, I want to skip over them. But then you get this opportunity to do the Monique Show. Not just write, but be on the show.
Kings of Comedy Tour was crazy.
Right, right.
I won the Zema Clemmer. Cats don't even know about Zema Clemmer. Okay, you got to be grown to know about that.
Right.
All right? You got to be grown to know about that. It's only certain stores that even carry that. I bet you. And I bet you they got balls on the window. That's how you know. So you and incense right up there at the cash register. You like, yeah, they got Zema in here. They got Zema.
Right.
You know, you can tell. What? You can tell, man. So going on with the Kings of Comedy was big. And then the Kings and Queens of Comedy, you know.
Right, right.
Some more, Miss Laura, Monique. That was crazy. And the Kings, Bernie Mac, DL, Steve Harvey, said entertainment. You learn so much. Then you skip over all that. You come into Monique. Well, when I was doing radio in Charlotte, my contract was up. And so they was like, listen, before he come in here with them Jay-Z numbers, might as well go ahead and tell him we're not going to renew his contract.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay. And I really wanted to stay there. And that next day I got a call from Monique's husband, Sidney. He was like, listen, BET is doing the Monique Show. We'll want you to be a talent on the show, be a writer, move to Atlanta. Did that. Did it for 2 seasons. Highest rated show on BET. And then it went away. And then I started touring with her, me and Rodney Perry. And it was the same thing, just getting back on that stage. And doing what you love, man.
Amazing.
When you do what you love, you're going to find a way to do it.
That's for all the way from Beasley Road, though. And that's why I want folks to know that this guy, my cousin, my friend, my brother, my big brother, is from Busy Road, Port City all day and says it before he QCPC him out.
I put the Port City on my back.
Always.
I mean, that ain't nothing. Listen, they need to know.
Right.
So they need to know. Charlotte, yeah, Port City, the start. You got a GPS, you go back to the start.
Oof.
And you go along the journey. You got Atlanta. You got, hell, you got Germany. If that's the case, you got Colorado. You got, it's all kind, but you go back to your GPS. Go to the starting point. That's what it asks you. What's your starting point? Wilmington, man. The battleship. You know what I mean? Greenwood. You know? Wilmington, man. You know what I mean? Buddhists and them high-ass chicken sandwiches.
I'm going to tell you about Booties when we get off. tell you something, man. Yeah. He's on with us in the booth. My first guest, man, has to be Tone X, Wilmington.
Straight out
born
the gate.
And bred. I love him.
Straight out the gate.
And so we fast forward. You're back into radio. You're still doing comedy. Matter of fact, happy belated birthday, because yesterday was your birthday. So happy birthday. Going. I know you're still rocking. I try to call you because every time, every birthday, you're doing a show. So I try to call you. We always talk. I know we talk Christmas. We talk Mother's Day. I know we do. We always talk Mother's Day because you're getting ready.
We're going to
jump on Apollo every time. You know what I'm saying? You had this Apollo doing a show. So I wanted to do that. But right now, you're radio. But tell us about this grown man movement. This grown folks movement, because it's really heavy right now. This grown folks, this grown man comedy.
Grown man comedy is when a grown man is explaining to you.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
How he sees life through his perspective.
Right.
Of being a grown.
Right.
And it's just certain things that we do, certain things we don't do. And we explain that to you. The way we dress, you know, I remember Monique was talking to Gladys Knight one time, and Gladys Knight was talking about how she come from the era of where the entertainer loves to dress, to perform. Right. And so I was just listening to the conversation, and it's a maturation process. Steve Harvey was saying one time, you put on a suit, you look good in your clothes. When you step on stage, you get a different kind of response, but you get a different kind of respect just off how you look.
Right.
So now all you have to do is put that together with your show, and you win it. So, you know, because when I step out on stage, I'm trying to get the best dressed award. I don't care where I'm at.
Right.
I don't care who on the lineup. This is what it's going to be. And the whole grown man movement is just that. Grown is a mentality. It's not an age. But it's a different understanding of what's going on with the younger demo and a younger bracket, where you can look at it now and be like, I used to do that, but let me tell you why I don't do it. And if you've grown like me, let me tell you why you should.
Right.
And make it funny.
Right.
I mean, make it funny. People love to laugh. I remember Monique telling me the funniest material is the truth. Because you don't have to search for it. But she said the funniest material is something that everybody can relate to. Day to day. Day to day. You know what? Like this right here. Let me show you an example. I used to love to hug women.
Okay.
What man does not like a good hug from a woman, right?
Right, right.
But now I don't like hugging. Hugging is not fun anymore. If you had the little fupa, we don't care. We would squeeze it and play with it and make you feel confident about it. All right? Yeah, that little side roll, we ain't care. We grab it, try to push it in. It didn't matter. Rub your back. If you were soft, you were soft.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We appreciate it. Now, I don't like hugging. Because when you hug a female now, because of, it feel like you're hugging
a what?
Okay. A police officer. Because they got them damn waist trainers on. And you be like, damn, why is she at Walmart with a bulletproof vest on up under a sundress? And then you be like, oh, that's a waist trainer? I thought, first of all, I thought you wore them outside your clothes. Ma'am, then I didn't know you wore them in the store. I thought you might wear it to the store and leave it in the car. I didn't know y'all was in the store with the waist trainer.
Tonex is on, man. It's in the booth with Big B, man.
If you're down there in the Port City and you ride it with the waist trainers on, take them off. Just take them off.
Oh, man. Grown folks is the movement, man.
Put that on your New Year's resolution list. I am not wearing a waist trainer. We don't like it. We don't like it. Hugging your back feel like an umpire. We be like, Mom.
Oh,
God.
In the booth of Big B, man, Tonex is on, man. Look, we talk about it, and you just always have me laughing, man. I'm crying right now, I promise you. Yo, we talk about your accomplishments in comedy, what's going on radio, your own, your grown folks movement, you got the socks going. And what's next for Tonex? Yeah, I saw it. I see you got the whole workout situation going on, because health is wealth.
So, you know, we got the grown fit line.
Ooh.
You know, this is one of the track suits.
Yeah.
You know, got the grown fit on the pants, you know.
Yeah.
Around. So we got this. We got female athletic sets.
Right.
We got the socks. You can go to grownfitwear.com, grownfitwear.com, and you can see what's going on. I wrote my first book, Grown Man Tips, a book that should be in everybody's home. If you got sons, daughters, no matter the age, ethnicity, or background, financial situation, it's quotes and sayings that I've been carrying around in my head for years. And people be like, you should put that in a book. Mm. And so I did, you know. And you can go to ToneXEdutainment.com.
Ooh.
ToneXEdutainment.com. And you can get that book. You heard what KRS-One said, education plus entertainment. That's edutainment. So
all day.
That's what we're doing. We've got Grown Man TV, the network.
Yes.
We got the podcast that we do on Tuesday nights at 9 me and
I checked it out. I checked it out too.
Grown Man Conversations from EQ Studios in Charlotte. We got Grown Man Conversations, the YouTube channel where you could go to and subscribe. That way you can check out the podcast live HD on Tuesday nights. I'm still doing my comedy.
Yes.
Working on another book concept, more grown man quotes. All right. Cause
love it.
I got so many more that I got around. So I'm doing it all, man. I'm doing it all. And I'm working on a waist trainer.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay. Silly man. He's in the booth.
I'm
right
working
now.
On a waist trainer for men.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm with you.
Since these women gonna walk around here, yeah, we gonna tighten up too. I got on Spanx right now. Don't nobody know.
I'm with you.
Don't nobody know.
Look, we do this.
I got a six pack.
I hit you. Toe that's in the booth
Big
right
gonna
now.
Model. Big Bigo model.
I'm gonna do it. I promise you. I will do it. I will promise you. I'll model. I'll be up there in the bit in some Nike slides.
I'm gonna have a different color in case you want to wear them under your suit like a vest.
Man, it's tough. Look, we get into the.
I'm gonna bring the cummerbund back.
Oh, we do that. We get into this thing called this or that. And I'm gonna give you all something right. And you're gonna, you know, this or that. We're gonna do it. So we're going back, man. Let's go back to Port City. Fruit Loops or Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes. Mm. And I shouldn't have done that, all that sugar. I wish I'd have known.
Right. Nike or Adidas?
Adidas. Mm. All day I dream about sex. That's how we grow up.
Hey.
Memorizing it. That's how we memorize.
Right.
And then I was in Germany where Adidas is from. So Adidas. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Run DMC.
I think I might know the answer to this one. Jeans, a t-shirt, or a suit?
Suit.
I already knew the one to that one, man. Nas or Hove? He sat back on this one. He had a drink on this one. Nas or Hove?
First of all, I named my youngest son Nasir.
I know.
After Nas. Who was one of my favorite rappers, man. I don't know why you're going to do this to me. And everybody who know me know I scream Hove all day.
Right.
So, Hove, man.
Hove. Jay-Z, that it is. All right, here you go. Here's a tricky one. Three.
Uh-oh.
Waffle House, IHOP, or Booties?
Waffle House. Okay. Now, what time we talking?
We talk after the club.
Booties.
Okay, Booties. For the folks that's tuned into the podcast, Booties is a staple restaurant in the Port City in North Carolina.
Booties. But if there's a Waffle House nearby, I'm going to have to go to both.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, look, man, once again, how do we follow Tone X? How do we follow what's going on? Can you just drop your socials and your handles, man, so we can just follow you and just show you all the support?
All day, man. You follow me at Tone X Comedy, TONEX Comedy. That's Instagram and Twitter. Tone X on Facebook. You can listen to me 3 to 7. I'm on Charlotte's V101.9. Mm. Grown Man Radio, Afternoon Drive. And keep supporting my cousin. Keep tuning in, keep listening. You know, because he king of the airwaves down there.
No, you. Thank
so
you.
So make sure, you get it. Plus, you know, your cousin getting into voiceovers.
Okay.
That's the next lane.
Okay.
The next lane is voiceovers, baby. I don't have a jump shot like LeBron or Carmelo. I can't throw it a run like Cam, but I can talk.
Big.
I can talk. So we're going to use this voice. As another stream of income, man. So we ain't just talking for nothing. Now we talking for something.
Mm.
You know, we trying to do some generational wealth.
Big fat.
I ain't going to have my kids cussing me out at the funeral. So my daddy ain't leave a damn thing.
They only dropped this amount of money on the the GoFundMe.
What? Tone X and we trying to hook daddy up. They be like, what? I remember years ago he was on a podcast talking about what he was doing. What the hell happened?
So next in the booth with Big B, man, I appreciate you jumping on, man, and being my first. Like I always say, I tell people, man, this man is an inspiration to me and he inspired me to put in the work that I put in to be in radio, man, in our city. And I just want to say thank you for jumping on and being the inaugural guest, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, first of all, I want to thank you for understanding the difference between inaugural and annual, because if I see one more flyer that say the first annual anything,
right,
I don't even look at them. Can't have no damn first annual. You need two. Second annual. How the first one annual? You ain't even done it yet. It's inarguable.
Right.
Google that. All right, get your life together. And throw them waste trainers away. All right?
It's in the booth, man.
Hey, Cuzzo.
Yeah.
Well, I go, man. Got to throw a couple of shout-outs.
Shout your people, man.
I shout out Green Lawn.
Ooh.
You know why.
I know why.
I shout out Green Lawn. I shout out my cousin, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
I shout out my cousin, Gina Artis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to shout out my man, Chris Goss. X-Ray Fashions, then you know all about it. You used to see me up in there. And it's only right, because that's what we do.
That's big.
So salute to him.
Always pay homage.
Being back. You understand? And it's always love, man.
Big homage.
It is always love, Cuzzo, because you know that's the only way your cousin moves, man.
Yep.
Love, that's the energy. I tell him on the radio all the time, I love y'all for real, not for ratings. And if you got beef with me, you probably got more beef with yourself than me, because I don't know nothing about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm Marion's son. Whew. I'm Glenn Belson's boy.
Ma Belson.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
I got you, bro, all day. I love you. I appreciate it. It's in the booth. Tone X. Big B.
Thanks for jumping in the booth and subscribe to The Booth with Big B.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.